Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The Capitol Weather Gang has a big story today. It could hit 80 degrees in D.C. It would make it the earliest calendar year occurrence of 80 degrees in recorded history. There's a lot of talk about where Republicans stand on gun control, so we wanted to bring you the inside of the GOP's thinking on guns. After every shooting tragedy, Washington plunges into a discussion about entering into what many consider to be a common sense debate. Should Congress enact tougher regulations on guns? This debate never really gets off the ground.
Here's the dynamics. Most Republicans go back to their safely red districts and interact with constituents who shoot guns and are members of the NRA. There's a lot of talk about the power of the NRA and the money they contribute. Forget about the cash. It's relatively inconsequential compared to other industries, and it's a lazy explanation for the position that many Republicans hold. What's important to know is many GOP voters exist in a media environment where they read the NRA's magazines, pay attention to their scorecards come election time, and wonder if the long arm of the U.S. government will come to get their guns.
Then there's the argument that new gun laws wouldn't do much. Ban assault weapons? Well, there are plenty on the streets right now. If you ban assault weapons and someone shoots up a school with a pistol, then what's next? Republicans tell us that the laws in place are not being enforced as they should be. There's definitely a clear split among top Republicans we talk to. Many believe this shooting is a tipping point. Others say, eh. Of course, Democrats say all of this is lazy. Doing something, they say, is better than nothing. And they believe public sentiment will catch up to the GOP.
Here's where the president stands. Trump says he is going to move to tighten regulations on so-called bump stocks, a mechanism by which one can turn a semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic weapon. He has also called for changes to strengthen mental health regulations. All of those changes are backed by the NRA. For what it's worth, many Republicans we spoke to believe the media has lost all objectivity on the issue of gun control.
And for those who thought things could be changing faster this time, the AP is reporting that the Florida State House voted down a motion to take up a bill that would ban assault rifles. The vote was yesterday, Tuesday, in the House in Florida. One dynamic in play is the right-wing media using the Florida shooting as conspiracy fodder, describing the teens as crisis actors who travel to the sites of shootings to instigate anti-gun fury.
The Washington Post has a piece up on how Trump is continuing to try and one-up former President Barack Obama, the latest instance that he is tougher on Russia than Obama. While the New York Times has a look at how Jared Kushner is resisting losing access as Trump chief of staff, John Kelly tries to clamp down on security clearance issues. And the Post scooped that Vice President Mike Pence was set to meet with North Korean officials during the Olympics before a last-minute cancellation.
Our colleague Arthur Allen has a story about how VA Administrator David Shulkin has been given the green light to quash an internal rebellion among conservatives opposed to his leadership. Shulkin told Arthur that those who have defied his authority will not be working in his operation. The question remains how long Shulkin will be in the position himself. The White House has said he'll stay as long as other stuff does not come out. Remember, he was criticized for some lavish spending on the road.
And here's what the president is up to today. Trump will meet with the Council of Economic Advisers this morning. He's having a lunch with SBA Administrator Linda McMahon, and in the afternoon, he is meeting with union leaders and will also hold a listening session with high school teachers and students in the wake of the Florida shooting. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.